Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the major sponsorship provided by CRN Digital and Jennifer Horn.
Proud to do it, sir.
Yes, I know you're proud to do it. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Racial turmoil on the campus of the University of Missouri. They have announced plans to offer diversity training now to all of their new students, white and black, as well as faculty, old and new, staff members as well. Governing board of the University of Missouri will appoint a new president and a new provost and officers to oversee diversity and equality lessons at all four of the University of Missouri campuses. How do you feel about this? 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Is this something important to the listeners of the Good Day program, or is this more of the same sort of thing, racism, bigotry?
Sensitivity training, or is it about zero tolerance for the crime?
Well, what's the crime?
Well, so if we use the example of Missouri in the university system, they were rubbing poop swastikas on the hallways of buildings.
Who's they?
Whoever this group is that was doing these racist crimes. Mm-hmm. So
is it a crime to be a racist?
I don't know if it's a crime, but I think you should get pushed out of school if you're putting poop on a wall and putting it in the shape of a swastika. That's pretty ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that means you're kicked out of school. Don't you think zero tolerance instead of sensitivity training?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. Yeah, don't we have that now?
No, I don't know. Do we? I mean, I think that's why there was a protest in Missouri. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on where it is, frankly. I think it depends on where it is. There's a lot of college activities on college campuses all across the country. This kind of reminds me, maybe the question is whether or not college life is actually a microcosm of what's going on in reality. That's what I remember being told when I went to college. You need this social experience. You don't necessarily need the academic experience, but this is what I was told. You need the social experience. You need to broaden your horizons. You're a kid that grew up on the farm. You don't have a lot of friends. You don't have, you're socially kind of
inept.
excuse me, I don't know if I was told that was inept. I was immature.
Okay.
I was socially immature. So the first thing that happened to me when I got to Heidelberg was to put a beanie on and go through all of the things that you do when you are being initiated onto a new college campus. At least that's what I thought went on at the time when I was a freshman in the mid-60s at Heidelberg College, then university now. Is there racism? There was racism there. I didn't know it, didn't pay much attention to it, but there was racism at that. There was racism on private colleges. At public universities, there's racism in the workplace. There's racism everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it isn't just whites and blacks. It's blacks and whites.
Racism,
if you're from a certain place, blacks don't like certain blacks that come from certain places. The same as whites don't like some whites that come from certain places. And they don't like certain religions. And they don't like people of this. I mean, it's just crazy.
And stereotypes
crazy.
Will always exist, Doug. No matter how many times you do sensitivity training, our brain classifies people into groups. It's just how we are. Mm. It doesn't make people bad people. What makes you a bad person is when you start acting on it. And when you let it influence your life and take it over and create fear. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to start trying to eliminate. I just don't know if more talking and more sensitivity training does anything at all except
money
and time.
What
zero tolerance?
This problem. Zero tolerance makes people
angrier. You get kicked out of school. If you smear poop on a wall like a wild animal, you are getting kicked out of school.
I'm with that. Yeah. I'm down with that. Yep.
Yeah, and if that started to happen, I think these things would start to go away.
Yeah,
because
people have a little
fear. They're not going to get away with it.
You know what? You just said something about fear. I was reading something about the self-created state of worry and fear. We are afraid of people who are different than we are. Why?
Right.
Why?
Because they're different.
Why? The why? What is there about the human condition that would lead us to believe? And this is, by the way,
becoming... I imagine it probably is in our DNA. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I imagine that's in our DNA from like way, way back when things that were different actually threatened you.
Yeah. There's the stuff that's taught by our parents, the racism that's obvious in Missouri and other states, other locations, big cities, small cities, big locations, small locations. There is this is becoming worse, I think. I sense it sort of is back and forth like a pendulum. When I was a kid, there was a lot of racism. Boston's a very racist city. Oh, you know, they say, oh, northern. No. Racism is not an exclusive thing to the South by any stretch of the imagination. There's plenty of it in every aspect of our lives and every place that you can go to. And not even, by the way, just in this country. You can go to England and there's real racism there as well. All over Europe, China, Asia, Japanese hate Chinese. And I don't like that word hate. You know I don't use it. The Japanese despise the Chinese. But to us, what do we know about the difference between the Japanese and the Chinese, right? We don't know anything. What's the difference between a Vietnamese and a Korean? You don't know. For the most part, you can tell by looking, I suppose, in a sense. Koreans, the South Koreans don't like the North Koreans. I mean, it's like this stuff goes on. It's craziness. But yet there's something, as much as I extol the value and virtue of this infinite intelligence that has created the earth and the life on earth and whatever is created on other planets in our solar system and what's going on also in our galaxy and here, there, and everywhere. Are there lilac trees on Mars? Look at a lilac tree and how magnificent it is. And so we look at that, okay, there's the building blocks of life are terrific and important, and we can't exist without them. But part of the building blocks are, as Jennifer just said, the DNA of what we get from our parents or people who are around us to influence us as we're growing up and create these prejudices that are passed on and on and on and on and on. Let's pause now. It's 14 past the hour. I could feel my blood pressure going up.
You have to take some breath. Take a little breathing.
Yeah. The habitual worry that some of us have and, you know, the fear of things that are different, it's just a fantasy. That's the thing. It's fantasy land. And that goes for pretty much all the things that we worry about. 99%, Jennifer's kind of a worrier. 99% of what you worry about doesn't come true, does it?
No, it makes no sense and does nothing but make me feel bad.
Yeah, and sometimes I am about certain things, and it just affects your health and well-being. You need to be working on healing yourself, because as soon as you heal yourself, that has a multiple effect on the people around you. If you're exuding confidence and happiness and light and stuff, the people want to be around you, and the more people around that are like that, the better off all of our situations that we seem to be worried about will be. That's my philosophy anyway. Okay, so we have 16 past the hour, and this is I've had 2 days of this. I thought about it earlier. It's all thought, Jennifer. It is all thought. And when you are thinking too fast, what's that old expression? Your teeth get caught behind, your tongue gets caught behind your eye, teeth can't see what you're saying. So I need to calm down.
Slow it down. Take a chill pill.
Calm down. Don't think about how badly the veterans are being treated.
No,
let's not think about that. How about we talk about something that'll be very important to us in the next 24 hours and a few minutes. Is that okay?
It's 17 past the hour on a good day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The S&S Cycle Tech Line responds to biker questions regarding lifter adjustment.
Seems like it's one of the most common tech calls that we get, you know, misunderstood. How do you adjust and how many flats? And there are several. They all have different thread pitches and they need different amounts of adjustment.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
People have a hard time adjusting lifters. It seems like it's one of the most common tech calls that we get, you know, misunderstood. How do you adjust them? How many flats? And there are several push rods on the market, and they all have different thread pitches, and so they need different amounts of adjustment. Very confusing to all the techs out there if they are, you know, not savvy to how lifters work and push rods and adjustment. Probably one of the most common errors, I think, when people put in cans and that kind of stuff.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She's a six-time WNBA All-Star and two-time winner of the Naismith Award. She led Tennessee to the NCAA's first three-peat by a women's basketball team.
The Silver Stars win in Holzclaw's debut, 88-81.
So where is Shamiqua Holzclaw now? Shamiqua's autobiography, Breaking Through, Beating the Odds, Shot After Shot, came out in 2012. In the book, she discusses former coach Pat Summitt and her battle with depression. Later in 2012, Shamiqua found herself on the wrong side of the law.
The Olympic gold medalist allegedly followed her ex-girlfriend and former teammate Jennifer Lacey home from the gym on Tuesday. Police say Lacey called a friend after she noticed her car smelled like gasoline and realized Holzclaw was following her.
Shamiqua Holzclaw, facing a new kind of adversity. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the one thing every human hates the most? And get this, when it happens, it can both embarrass and make us angry at the same time. It's not the usual list of hates like snakes and spiders, but the one thing everyone hates is when we're corrected in public. Here's the social science of it.
What is wrong with you?
Teachers overcorrect in the classroom in the name of learning.
You're wrong, son.
Those who want to get ahead in the corporate world go out of their way to correct underlings in public. Overcorrected children develop a resentment for authority figures.
No, 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 you're doing it all wrong.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must correct someone, do it privately and aside. Never correct an individual in public. It only leads to bad feelings. And you know what? It is rarely to never viewed as constructive. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The federal... Appeals court says the president, where's the Ringo Starr? No, no, no. What is that? I don't wanna. What's that song he has? That's the no-no song.
No-no
right?
song.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we should have that here for the president because he cannot move forward with the plan to provide 5 million immigrants with work permits. Yeah, 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 yeah. So now the lawyers that you pay for that are supporting the administration can appeal the decision to the Supreme Court for consideration. Not till next year, though. Maybe by that time he'll be out of office or will have lost the election or something along the lines that can. There's really no solution to this. It's kind of like the Middle East problem. And maybe we should just give up. What do you think?
Nope.
We spent so much time trying to figure this out, and nobody can come up with an answer. So why do we just let's give up?
Because you can't give up, Dougie. If you want to be the leader, you can't give up.
We're not the leader anymore.
Well, we need to be. We need to regain. We need to make America great again.
How are we going
to
do that?
Well, I happen to have a hat right here that'll tell you all about it.
Really? Uh-huh. And the reason that I know about this is because I went to the president's personal Facebook page. Kenny, did you go there yesterday?
Oh, this is new.
Yes, I did.
And what did you see?
That he basically introduced himself to Facebook.
Hi.
That was all that was there.
So you think he's going to watch it himself?
Or,
half a million, Ron, already?
Yeah, half a million people immediately liked it.
Uh-huh. Is there a danger to that?
To be his political afterlife, right?
No, he said he just wanted an opportunity for more direct conversation.
A little late for that, pal.
Yeah. Nice
good
to
luck.
See you.
Anyway, all right, thanks for joining. 21 after on Good Day.
She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest.